Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Salisbury, I don't know if he loves avocados, but he knows Phillies information from NBC Sports Philadelphia. Read him on the website, view him online. Jim, what's up, brother? John and Joe.
John, Joe, hold on a second. I'm texting the word avocado.
Okay. Jim, getting paid for the appearance here by
right.
doing that.
Yeah, forget about what you're texting. Tell me your texts, what they say regarding this Phillies trade situation. First of all, your gut feeling on what happens.
I'm getting a lot of texts. I'm getting them at 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning. This is the time of the year. Also, winter meetings. I mean, this business has gotten so crazy, but this is one of the times of the year where you sleep with your cell phone right next to you in bed, and you also sleep with your eyes open. To be honest with you, I'm not making any predictions, but for a year now, more than a year, really going back to spring training of 2017, I have gotten the feeling that this organization was not going to be denied when it came to Manny Machado, and I still have that feeling. Don't know if it's going to be this week. Think it could be. I really think it could be. Could be this offseason, but I just don't think they're going to be denied. I think they're going to get this guy some way, shape, or form. And in the now, they are right in it deep. Really, they've made strong offers, and they're waiting for the Baltimore Orioles to make a decision on where they're going to place this guy. Is it going to be with the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Brewers? Those are the teams that I hear. There's some skepticism that the Brewers maybe have the depth of prospect to get it done. There's a belief that obviously the Dodgers do and the Phillies do. There's a lot of moving parts. The Phillies would love to include Zach Britton in it and would, up their offer if Britton was in it. And we're kind of just waiting right now to see where this thing goes. I thought we were going to get something on Saturday night. I really did. Now with the All-Star game, MLB kind of frowns on, having their headline events, having the headline stolen from them a little bit. So you can see where there might be a little step back. But, right after that last pitch is thrown tomorrow night, sleep with your eyes open.
Wow. Jim Salisbury joining us here. Jim, you had a list of names you wrote in your article on Friday. I think it was Friday night. I saw it maybe during or after the game when the Phillies were down in Miami. It seems like pitching prospects, maybe a young bat, and maybe a combination of some players on the team. Do you have a sense of what kind of offer might happen here? Is it all going to be prospects? Could a guy from this big league team, maybe Michael Franco, be involved?
Yeah, I do. I think there could be a big leaguer involved, and I think Michael Franco definitely could be involved. There has to be some type of a resolution there if you're taking on the left side infielder. I don't know where they're going to play Machado out of the gate, but to me, third base would make a lot of sense. I just think, they talk up Michael and they show him a lot of respect with the things they say. But in some of their actions, though, it looks like they've moved on from him, at least in their mind. They started playing J.P. Crawford there before he got hurt. They lowered him in the batting order.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like the first half of the season was a referendum on Michael Franco, and it seems like they've made up their mind that they're going to try to place him somewhere else. That's just my take on it. I think he's a very talented guy. But he just doesn't seem to be the type of player offensively that they want to build around. Not that selective type hitter, doesn't grind out at bats, all that stuff that they're looking to build around. And it seems like they've made up their mind that, he's going to be somewhere else. So I think he could be in the deal? Yes. And I think he's probably become much more attractive here with the last 3 weeks. He's really been on the ball pretty good. But with the Orioles kind of window and stripping down, and they're going to need time, I think they're mostly focused on young guys. And, I've heard 7 or 8 names that they're really focused on. The Phillies are not going to empty the vault. They're still going to be judicious in this thing. But they have built some really, I don't know that they have an Ozzie Albies or an Okuna or a Soto in Washington. I don't know if they have that level of prospect. But what they do have is a bunch of guys that project as big leaguers. They have a bunch of guys. They have depth.
Yep.
And I think they've really dug down into that depth and said, okay, where can we afford to subtract from to get in the Manny Machado sweepstakes? And enough of those guys, I think, that they can afford to subtract would help in Baltimore. So I do think there's, you know, there is a way to make this all work. I don't know if it's one, two, three, four guys. And like I said, I think the package changes if Zach Britton is in it.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, Medina, Colome, Ranger Suarez, and Jojo Romero are three very, very good pitching prospects that have all been, you know, talked about. And one of that group is going to be in this deal. And the one, and then there's a middle infielder named Archimedes Gamboa, who they like an awful lot, but they have some depth at that position. They might be able to move him. And the big guy is the guy they paid $4 million for, is Jalen Ortiz, big-bodied slugger, real, has the potential to be a real force in the batter's box. He's got, you know, he can hit for average, and they project him to hit for average and power.
He could be a star.
Athletics.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And he's the one that would be like, he's going to hurt. And he's the one, if I was the Orioles, I would say, good, he's going to hurt, I want him.
Yeah, he's the. I agree with you. There's a. You get the idea. There's some interchangeable guys right there. Talking to Jim Salisbury. Jim, last week it seemed like at least I had mentioned it didn't seem like the Phillies were in, but I didn't think that they were all in. It was almost like they were in, but and then did something change? Is their owner, is John Middleton? Has he become involved in this? And just how involved is he in trying to? Listen, there was good. There was expectations for a winning season this year. They've exceeded everybody's expectations. Is the owner getting involved, realizing what it could do for the box office, what it could do for his team going forward?
Oh, yeah. John Middleton's involved. He's the type of guy who's going to be involved in everything. But he's hired a very competent front office, which he, you know, defers to, lets them do their thing. But I don't think he's thinking, or even they are thinking, in terms of what this is going to do for box office in August and September. I think they're trying to see if they can win a division. And I think in the back of their mind, can they lock him up long-term, a guy like Manny? This is another big part of it. I there was once upon a time I did not think there was a chance in heck that they would, you know, trade for Manny Machado, give up pieces without a contract extension. Now I believe they would. I believe they would, and they would roll the dice on brother Gabe Kapler and his positive environment that Manny likes it and re-signs here. I really do. I believe they would roll the dice on the Philly fans and the Philly experience and maybe win the division, try to get him here. But as far as Middleton, sure, he's involved. And the Buck family's involved. These guys want to win, and they want to win bad. But I do believe they're all level-headed enough to know that they're not going to zero out their farm system, and they're not going to make a move that they think is a bad baseball move. And if they have to zero out their farm system for 2 months of Manny Machado, then it's a bad baseball decision. But if they can deal from depth, and take a chance and nudge this thing to the and get to October this year and have a good sound feel that maybe you can re-sign the guy, then it's probably a good baseball move, and I do think they would make it. But I do think as much as ownership wants to win, they do defer to their front office. I mean, they've hired so many people and really augmented that front office and made it such a priority. I just think they'd be contradicting themselves if they didn't defer to these folks. And I believe, you know, Andy McPhail has a wealth of experience. He's a large voice in this. Matt Klentak, a large voice. And, you know, Middleton and the Buck family, they want to win, but they're not going to do something silly. I just don't think they're going to do something silly that's going to jeopardize the strides that they've made in this rebuild.
Jim, could Manny be one of more moves? I mean, how many could they make here? You wrote just today about the idea of them scouting J.A. Happ, who's headed to the All-Star game. For the Toronto Blue Jays, we know him as the former Phillies, had a good second half to his career. Yep. Look, I look at the numbers and I say they don't need a starting pitcher, but then I also realize, Jim, most of their starters outside of Arrieta have never really gone through a full season, never got to 200 innings. I guess there could be a case to add some starting pitching depth.
Yeah, they really would like to add Zach Britton. They would like to do something to shorten the game in the bullpen. I think they could use somebody off the bench, but I've heard a lot in the last few days about the Blue Jays being all over the Phillies minor league system. Blue Jays throwing a lot of eyeballs on the Phillies system. And from what I'm hearing, the Phillies have some interest in J. Happ. I don't know that he is ahead of Machado in Britain on the wish list, but he's somebody that there's definite interest in. They've definitely talked about and would be willing to continue to talk about him. You know, they haven't had a lefty starter now since the end of the 2016 season. It's not the be-all and end-all, but it would balance out your rotation a little bit. He has kind of been there, done that a little bit. I kind of look ahead if you get to October. I think, you know, with a shorter rotation, I think Vinny Velasquez could be a real weapon in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. I know kind of maybe I'm just kind of talking out of my head here, but and you mentioned Arrieta, the only guy with experience. That is huge. Pennant race baseball is different. You know, we always talk about pitching in the ninth inning is different, and you know, the analytics crew will say, well, it's just another inning. Well, and the scouting crew will say, yeah, but it's a different inning, you know, in terms of pressure, intensity, and do you have the stomach for it? And I believe that. I believe the ninth inning is different. I also believe pennant race baseball is different.
Yep.
Performing in the crucible is different. And that's why Arrieta is going to be crucial to this team in the second half. None of that rotation has been in a pennant race. And the innings pile up and the intensity of innings pile up. I have no doubt in my mind Aaron Nola can handle himself. The guy is, you know, he's a competitor and he's got great poise. But, you know, I do think if you could get a veteran in that rotation, the right veteran, maybe from the left side, maybe not a bad move. J-Hap is someone, you know.
Maybe Cole,
keep an
Jim?
Eye on.
Cole Hamels?
He hasn't pitched as well.
No,
I know Hap, and you could challenge me on this because Hap has had, his month of July has been terrible. But, you know, Cole hasn't pitched as well, and he's owed significantly more money with an option for next year. You know, I think deep down ownership would love maybe a reunion with him just for what he's meant. But at the moment, you know, I don't know that there's a lot of room for sentimentality and for nostalgia. You're better than you thought you were going to be. The window of contention is open. Andy McPhail made a really interesting comment Saturday in Miami in acknowledging that the window of contention is open. And he said now it's, you know, incumbent on us as management and as a front office to augment our group so that we maintain our first place standing. A fancy way of, to me, of saying we're going to go out and get something done and try to keep these boys in first place.
Yep, as they should. Jim, appreciate it, man. We'll be checking you out on Twitter and following everything. And sounds like Wednesday or Thursday, at least we'll know who's going to get Machado.
I don't know, man. You know, I guess they could push it to the 31st, but it just feels like, you know, you can kind of sniff things when the time is coming. This thing is starting to feel ripe. You know what I mean?
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Right, there he is, Jim Salisbury.
Yeah. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.